Just in case you have a fear of missing out, Ethereum's founder missed NFTs. Hey guys, a very good evening to all my crypto believers. So have you all been curious about what's happening in the market? Don't you worry, the CoinMix got you covered. So before starting with our updates, let's quickly quote today's headlines. Macau likely to be test bed for China's digital yuan, Reuters. More billionaires turning to crypto on fiat inflation fears. Vitalik Buterin admits, I completely missed NFTs despite predicting DeFi. Turkey encourages the conversion of gold deposits into lira time deposits. So let's start off with our refresh feed. Firstly, Macau is expected to be a testbed for China's digital yuan, also known as the ECNY, as casino owners prepare to bid for new licenses in the city for the first time in two decades. Let's have a look at what's getting cooked. According to Reuters, Chinese officials want to use the casino license chance in 2022 to test the digital yuan. Sands China and Wynn Macau, among many other Macau casino enterprises, have shown an interest in participating in the government's proposal. According to Reuters, government officials have also proposed assigning agents to oversee daily casino operations. According to Bernstein analysts, the typical high roller in Macau lost more than $27,000 every visit to the tables. Also, according to a Reuters article from November 2021, a top Chinese central bank official stated that 140 million individuals had registered wallets for the new digital yuan as of October and had used it for transactions totaling $9.7 billion. Despite the fact that 2022 is expected to be the year for e-introduction, CNY's no formal date has been set. Following China's prohibition on decentralized cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin, the digital yuan is expected to take their place. According to a report from blockchain.news, China began its zero-tolerance policy for Bitcoin mining in May 2021 with a series of crackdowns on miners that eventually resulted in the migration of mining companies from the Asian country. Beijing's anti-crypto mining position is motivated by the alleged environmental damage as coal is used to generate the majority of the country's electricity. Chinese miners eventually found a better footing by moving to another country, such as the United States. So moving ahead with our next coverage for today, apparently the number of billionaires that have invested in crypto increased last year, and that trend could continue into 2022 as fears over fiat intensify. Let's have a look at the current scenario. Anti-crypto investors are increasingly flocking to Bitcoin and its sisters as a hedge against fears about fiat currency inflation. Hungarian-born billionaire Thomas Petrify, for example, remarked in a Bloomberg story on January 1 that having 2-3% of one's portfolio in crypto assets would be beneficial just in case currency goes to hell. According to reports, he is worth $25 billion. Following rising demand for the asset class, Petrify's company, Interactive Brokers Group Inc., said that it will begin offering crypto trading to its clients in mid-2020. Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, and Bitcoin Cash are now available, but the business plans to add additional 5 to 10 coins this month. According to Bloomberg, Petrify, who owns an unknown amount of cryptocurrency, believes that digital assets might generate exceptional profits, even though some may fall to zero. He went on to say, I believe it can go to nothing and I think it can get to $1 million before adding, I have no idea. The billionaire forecast in early December that Bitcoin would reach $100,000 before markets began to fall. Last year, billionaire hedge fund manager Paul Tudor Jones purchased Bitcoin, describing the purchase as an inflation hedge. Pandemic-induced stimulus packages have wreaked havoc on economies throughout the world with long-term consequences. Inflation in the United States is at a four-decade high of 6.8%. As the cost of everyday commodities continues to rise, this has resulted in a rise in the consumer price index. The dangers of fiat currencies and central bank manipulation are already being recognized by billionaires who are rapidly shifting to crypto assets. If the current trend continues, more wealthy investors may join their ranks in 2022. So moving ahead with our next segment for today, we're going to talk about Ethereum's founder. Apparently, Buterin has said, written, and projected a lot about the cryptocurrency business as a programmer, writer, and active participant of the field since its early days. He nailed some, missed others, and made others comical. But for one thing, he isn't afraid to confess when he's mistaken in his forecast. Let's find out what exactly happened. Vitalik Buterin said in the Ethereum white paper that he expected DeFi and other decentralized applications. However, he entirely overlooked NFTs. A lot of it is right, essentially expected DeFi, while intensified file storage plus computing hasn't taken off as much yet, and I entirely forgot about NFTs. I believe the most important point I overlooked was the question of collusion in DAO governance. Finally, Buterin stated that his understanding about politics and large-scale human organization was much more unsophisticated back then, and that he made a few early errors that he soon addressed. Good instincts early on for avoiding the wildest portions of Bitcoin maximalist thinking, the programmer added. In terms of technology, I was more often correct on abstract concepts than on actual software development challenges. I have come to grasp the latter through the time, and now I have a greater understanding of the necessity for even more simpler than I previously thought we needed. So moving ahead with our next segment for today, the Central Bank of the Republic of Turkey has stated that it will offer incentives to gold depositors and participants who wish to convert their holdings into lira time deposits. The central bank stated in a brief statement made in late December 2021 that this incentive plan is aimed to promote financial stability. According to the central bank statement, the Central Bank of the Republic of Turkey recently announced that it had decided to provide incentives to gold deposit and participation fund holders who request to convert their holdings into lira time deposits. In a brief statement released in late December 2021, the central bank explained that this incentive scheme is intended to support financial stability. Turkey is in the midst of a deep economic crisis that has led to the sharp depreciation of the lira and the rising of prices. As a result of the combination of a falling currency and a rising rate of inflation, more Turkish residents have sought refuge in alternative stores of value such as gold and digital currencies. The number of daily cryptocurrency trades has recently surpassed 1 million in Turkey. This milestone indicates that an increasing number of Turkish residents are choosing to protect their savings with alternatives such as Bitcoin and gold. Hence, as part of the Turkish government's latest attempt to halt the lira's decline, the central bank stated in a statement that deposit and participation fund holders who choose to convert their funds into lira would be rewarded. The statement, however, does not go into detail about how the CBRT intends to compensate residents who agree to have their gold or participation funds converted. The statement released by the central bank said that the Central Bank of the Republic of Turkey has decided to provide an incentive to deposit and participation fund holders in the event that their gold deposits and participation funds are converted into Turkish lira time deposit accounts at the account holder's request. So that's all for today's video. To read more about all the news covered today, visit blog.coincodecap.com. To get free crypto signals and trading analysis, join our Telegram channel, and to do so, just search CoinCodeCap Classic on Telegram. I repeat, CoinCodeCap Classic. Also, this is a video show, so to enjoy better, subscribe to our YouTube channel. To do so, just search CoinMonks on YouTube.